the Chris Davis issue. Dude, the guy's gone over 49.
Some pitchers have gotten hits before he has it.
Yeah. DeGrom hit a home run not too long ago. But Chris Davis has been god-awful. He still has, I think, 3 or 4 more years left to his contract. I think it's 2022 or 2023.
I liked him when he was hitting 50 home
runs.
Yeah,
well, listen. And he's never been an average guy, but the home run power is just gone. Whether he can't see, whatever the case is, something's wrong there. But my question to you is this, and I brought this up to somebody the other day, and I don't know if they talked about it on air. His name could be Evan Roberts, and he said he did bring it up. I didn't hear what he had
to
say.
You're making me moist.
But compare Chris Davis to a Jacoby Ellsbury. Ellsbury gets paid a shit ton of money. You haven't seen him for 2 years. Would you prefer a Jacoby Ellsbury, who you're just paying all that money to, but not clogging up a major league roster spot, or Chris Davis, who's going out there and actually, has to play and he's not performing? Who would you prefer?
I guess it depends on what you have in your farm at first base for the Orioles.
They're a rebuild.
Jacoby because he had an amazing year and then he got paid by the Yankees, right? Didn't he have like 30-something home runs, 30-something steals? Like he was.
He was going on like
maybe a Golden Glove.
He probably had a Golden Glove or something.
Top three MVP candidate.
He was looking at the Triple Crown, I think, actually, that 1 year. Nah, maybe not Triple Crown because no way close to with the home run.
Think coming to the Yankees with the short porch, he could figure it out, pop some home runs, 20 home run season should be easy for him. Dude, turned an asshole. I felt bad for Yankee fans, and I never feel bad. But if I got to pick, I'm going with Davis because he's going to figure it out. And what do we see with Delgado years ago, maybe 8 years ago, with those slumps that he eventually started bunting against the shift?
Ugh.
Davis is going to have one of those tears where he just hits 8 home runs in 10 games.
Well, he's going to have 4 more years to figure it out.
Yes.
Three or four years.
He's got plenty of time.
But at some point in time, you have to be like, dude, you either A, just cut ties, just be like, here's all your money, you can go wherever the hell you want. Try to trade him off and try to eat half the money. Listen, the Orioles are in a huge rebuild mode. They're nowhere near making a playoffs anytime soon just because of it's a young team. Do you think that it's worth having a guy like that who's taking up a roster spot?
Again, you need something in the farms, but
they don't have anything in the farm right now. But you could always and the crazy thing is too, like you can pick up an average first baseman and produce better than Chris Davis right now.
Yeah. Because he's average.
Yeah. So it's one of those things where it's like, Davis is bad, but then on the other hand, you have a guy in Ellsbury who is a waste of money.
David Wright would piss me off.
Well, that's what David...
That's the same thing with Jacoby. Give me the guy who's out there, who's trying to figure it
out. But at least David Wright, you know what? He comes back with the spinal stenosis, so that's the reason why he couldn't play. Insurance covered that. Even though the Wilpons will never admit it, the insurance covered that.
They're so cheap.
They are. Anything else with the UFC before we wrap this puppy up?
We talked
about UFC 236. We'll give picks. I'll actually give picks for this time around.
Yeah, we got to do something, man. I finally went under 500 on radio.com. It's disgusting.
Gross.
I've overthought it. Now it's like pressure to put out an article.
Now you have to perform and you're not doing it. Well, listen, you're just like some of these kids in college. They had opportunities and they missed free throws and they're missing three-pointers and just...
tie it all around.
You know what? Do TJ Dillashaw. Just take a little bit of EPO and you'll be on
maybe
your
that
game.
Alpha brain. I'm fucking on it.
You need some sort of, again, he's Ike Feldman @_outsidethecage @Ike_CBS. There it is.
He's Pete Hoffman @TheHoff, WFAN.
Just throwing out mad shit that I can't remember.
More than anything, hooray to you, man. And hooray to you for fixing your damn email signature.
Oh, you noticed that? I think I just saw an update somewhere, too.
You were taking up the fucking company's bandwidth by how many characters you had in that signature.
I was throwing mad shit out there. I realized it's just too much. But I saw recently that they said they had someone else.
Why is your email still in it? If they're emailing you, they know your email.
You sure? Maybe they don't know. I just got to leave that. I don't know.
Looks good, though.
I appreciate that. It'll get better, too, because there was another update of like recommended signatures. So I have to look at that now, too. But thank you. I appreciate that. I'm glad you noticed.
Email him @TheHoffWFN.
Yeah. And congrats to you for making it back alive from your brother's 40.
Oh, I had a great time. I didn't want to leave. But yes, I'm back.
You're looking nice and crispy. We have Mike's on App stuff on Friday. If there's listen to this before Friday, UFC 236, again, as we said, Raider.com articles will come out again. Check them out on a bi-weekly.
Something like
that. I don't know. Again, and we will see you next week.
Yep.